Joseph's dreams again fulfilled. When the governor again met them, they presented their gifts and humbly bowed themselves to him to the earth. Again his dreams came to his mind, and he hastened to ask, "Is your father well, the old man of whom ye spake? Is he yet alive?" "Thy servant our father is in good health, he is yet alive," was the answer, as they again made obeisance. Then his eye rested upon Benjamin, and he said, "Is this your younger brother, of whom ye spake unto me? God be gracious unto thee, my son," but overpowered by feelings of tenderness, he could say no more. He entered into his chamber, and wept there. Having recovered his self-possession, he returned. By the laws of caste, the Egyptians were forbidden to eat with people of any other nation. The sons of Jacob had therefore a table by themselves, while the governor, on account of his high rank, ate by himself. The Egyptians also had separate tables. When all were seated, the brothers were surprised to see that they were arranged in exact order, according to their ages. Joseph sent messes unto them from before him, but Benjamin's was 5 times as much as any of theirs. He hoped to ascertain if the youngest brother was regarded with the envy and hatred that had been manifested toward himself. Still supposing that Joseph did not understand their language, the brothers freely conversed with one another, thus he had good opportunity to learn their real feelings. Still he desired to test them further. Before their departure he ordered that his own drinking cup of silver be concealed in the sack of the youngest.